Good morning to all of you and thank you for being here. Today I'm going to present my master's research in agronomy which I have completed in 2015 at Punjab Agricultural University, Ludhiana, India. And presently I'm working as graduate research assistant at Texas Tech University. So my topic is effect of cover crops on yield, quality, soil properties in no-till baby corn. So baby corn is, as we know, dehusked maize. It is harvested as immature with the cob size of 10 to 12 centimeter and with the diameter of 1 to 2 centimeter it is considered as good. And having the similar culture practices with maize with short duration around 50 to 60 days. And in India its uses, we can use it as vegetables, soups and salads like these pictures we can see. In importance of cover crops, like cover crops are primarily planted to control the soil erosion, to increase the soil fertility. And mainly cover crops we can use as leguminous cover crops and non-leguminous cover crops. In case of leguminous, these are the main source of nitrogen for the subsequent crops. And in the non-leguminous, it helps to increase the soil organic matter levels for the next crop and it enhances the soil structure. And the non-leguminous cover crops we can consider it as pearl millet, sorghum or maize. Although we found there are so many studies regarding the leguminous cover crops, but they were limited in literature as we searched about the non-leguminous cover crops in the no-till baby corn. So we tried one experiment with the non-leguminous cover crops in the no-till baby corn. So our objective was effect of three cover crops, pearl millet, fodder maize, sorghum, and days of chopping of cover crops on yield, quality, soil conditions in no-till baby corn. Methodology, this experiment was conducted at a research farm, Punjab Agricultural University, India. Experimental design was used split plot. In the main plots, we used three different cover crops. These cover crops were pearl millet, sorghum, maize. These were the fodder crops. In the subplots, we considered three different times of chopping, 25 days of cover crops, 35 days of cover crops, and 45 days of cover crops. And the baby corn hybrid was used, G5414. Total were 9 treatments, and these are the pictures from my research experiment. Pre-sowing irrigation, and this picture shows the cover crops. And this experiment was conducted for 2 years in 2014 and 15. In 2014, we have sown the cover crops on three different dates. Like on May 5th, we sow the cover crops for 45 days. On May 15, 2014, we sow it for 35 days. And on May 25th, we sow it for 25 days of cover crops. Similar pattern was used in the 2015. And on June 19th, 2014, these cover crops were chopped with flail type chopper in situ. And on the same date, we have sown the baby corn on June 19th and June 22nd, respectively. And irrigation was used a weekly interval. And harvesting of baby corn was done in the second fortnight of August in 2014 and 15. Weather condition, we have recorded the weather conditions from the weather station nearest to the experimental site, and this graph shows this x-axis shows the day of the year, like I mentioned, from June to August, and similar in 2015 it was June to August, and y-axis represents the air temperature, relative humidity, soil evaporation, and this shows the rainfall. We have seen the similar kind of pattern in case of temperature. It was from 38 to 46 degrees Celsius. Relative humidity, it varied from 40 to 80%. But the major difference was in the rainfall. In 2014, it was around 160 mm during the experimental period. And in 2015, it was around 195 mm. Field and lab measurements. These measurements are the part of the total research program. In the plant, We have recorded the diameter of cover crops, diameter of baby corn cob yield, pod yield of baby corn. In the soil parameters, we have taken the organic carbon, available nitrogen, phosphorus and potassium after the harvesting of baby corn. And in the quality analysis, we considered the quality parameters for the cob of the baby corn. And for the measurements, we have used the standard methods to measure the quality parameters. Results and discussion. This table shows the effect of cover crops and their time of chopping on dry matter of cover crops, dry matter of baby corn, fodder yield of baby corn, and yield of baby corn. This is cob yield of baby corn. And this table represents the data for 2 years, 2014 and 15. And in the main plots, we took the pearl millet, maize, and sorghum. And subplots, we have 3 different days of chopping. In 2014, dry matter of cover crops after the pearl millet treatment recorded 1.59 tons per hectare, and it was statistically higher as compared to the other treatments. Similarly, in the time of chopping, after the chopping of 45 days of cover crops, highest yield was recorded 1.61 tons per hectare. It was statistically higher as compared to 35 and 25 days of cover crops. In 2015, highest yield was recorded after the chopping of 45 days of cover crops. It was 1.99 tons per hectare, and it was statistically higher as compared to other days of chopping. Next is the effect of cover crops and their time of chopping on protein, starch, crude fiber and sugar content of baby corn. This table also represents the data for 2 years. In the protein content, we did not find any significant results, but the highest yield was recorded after the chopping of 45 days of cover crops, which was statistically similar with the results of after chopping of 35 days of cover crops. In case of crude fiber, we found that in the crude fiber, after the chopping of sorghum crop, it was recorded as 2.11% as compared to the other two treatments. Similarly, in 2015, after the chopping of 25 days of cover crops, it was recorded as 2.11%. Next is the effect of cover crops and their time of chopping on total soluble solids, cob texture, and total solids content of baby corn. In the total solids, we have the results were the 14.98% after the chopping of pearl millet, and in case of days of chopping, the cob hardness it was 67.24 after the chopping of 45 days of cover crops. And these are the soil parameters which we have measured after the harvesting of baby corn. In case of organic carbon, we found that after the chopping of 45 days of cover crops, it was 0.36%. It was higher maybe due to the higher nitrogen content or in the 45 days of the cover crops, as its biomass was higher as compared to other days of chopping. Similarly, it was similar in case of 2015 in all the treatments. In case of nitrogen, phosphorus and potassium, it was found higher in the 45 days of cover crops as compared to 35 and 25 days of cover crops, and the interaction was found non-significant in all the treatments. Conclusions: the maximum baby corn and green fodder yield was obtained from pearl millet treatment chopping on 45 days sowing of cover crops during both years, and the highest baby corn cob yield was recorded for pearl millet treatment. However, the effect of cover crops on baby corn fodder yield was not significant. Time of chopping of cover crops, it was significant on protein, sugar, starch and crude fiber content of baby corn, but the effect of different cover crops was not significant on these quality parameters. And in the soil organic carbon and available nitrogen in soil using the non-leguminous cover crops, was significantly higher by the time of chopping. In the end, I'm thankful to Department of Plant and Soil Science to present my data here, and Department of Agronomy, Punjab Agriculture University to conduct this research, and the graduate students who helped me for this research. Thank you.